Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program. We'll be right back to today's show, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can get a free copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, when you leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, either on desktop or on your phone. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, look up Think Unbroken, click follow in the top right, and then go and leave a review at the bottom. And when you leave that review, screenshot it and send it over to book.thinkunbroken.com. where you can upload your contact and mailing information, and we will send you a free copy of this award-winning best-selling book, absolutely free, including shipping. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to upload your screenshot review from Apple Podcasts for the Think Unbroken podcast. And until next time, my friend, be unbroken. I'll see ya. You're listening to the Think Unbroken podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Unbroken. I'm an author, speaker, coach, and advocate for adult survivors of childhood trauma and abuse. In this podcast, you will learn how to transform your trauma into triumph, turn breakdowns into breakthroughs, and go from victim to being the hero of your own story. You can learn more at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com. And of course, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Think Unbroken Podcast. Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world today. Very excited to be back with you with another episode with my guest and friend, Dee Evans. My friend, what is happening in your world? How are you?
Good. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that you have me out. I'm excited to participate in this podcast. This is actually like my first real podcast. And you reached out to me at an event and inspired me to kind of get out there and get my story out there more. And I haven't done much of that. And so I'm super happy to be here and to be sharing it.
Well, I'm pumped that you're here. And here's the thing I think about when I come across incredible people. It feels much like my moral imperative and really my mission to give them a platform and a space to share stories. I mean, obviously with this show, we've interviewed a lot of people. But for me, it's about those people who stand out, who have been able to do the thing that is the crux of the show, and that's transform trauma to triumph, tragedies into something beautiful. And I think you're a really beautiful case scenario of that. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yes. I do love how you say that, because that is the truth. Like it is, and it's possible for everybody. So I'm the living testament of that now. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And it is possible. And that's the thing where people get stuck. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we do, what is one experience of your life that I would need to know about you to know who you are?
I've had a lot of pivotal experiences. It's hard to name just one, but I think from birth, I'm hard of hearing. So I'm deaf in both ears and have hearing aids. And so it's given me a gift, but I never saw it always as a gift. It's always been something I kind of saw as something that was hard and a challenge for me. Mm. And it wasn't until more recent years that I really was like, oh, this is a huge blessing because I'm able to interpret things a lot differently than others. So
Was that in any capacity like a superpower for you?
Oh, 100%. But I didn't recognize it as a superpower. It took a lot of different trials and things for me to actually be like, oh, this is the gift. And now I see it as a superpower. I didn't always. For the longest time growing up, I had a lot of childhood trauma from it. It was hard for me. I felt like I didn't understand people in the world like others did. And I felt like I discluded in a way. And I talked funny. And I still have. A speech impediment, and I get caught on it all the time. But I embrace that, and I'm like, that's what makes me unique.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is sometimes our uniqueness, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, is in the traumatic experiences that we've had, and it's in those moments and those experiences that can be the pivotal shifts in helping us create our life. But they also can destroy our lives.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and it's all about that perspective, that mind shift is like, how do you look at it? And you might not look at it as a gift at the time you're going through it, but as long as you keep pushing through, then you start to see from the outside, oh, this is what this is meant for. So,
did you feel, one of the things that I experienced coming from a traumatic background is just like this massive anger, like constantly, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not deaf. I never had to deal with that, but I had to deal with, you know, the chaos of having a learning disability, of my mother cutting my finger off when I was 4 years old, you know, all of those things that come along with those experiences. And it's like, I was so mad, just angry at the world. Mm-hmm. As you were growing up, how did you handle that?
I think my emotional home kind of resorted to introverted shyness and kind of closed off to everybody. Like, they don't understand me. The emotional home that I lived in was probably more of like fear or sadness that I wouldn't be understood or that I didn't fit in or so I guess mostly fear. Like I lived in a little emotional home of fear growing up.
Yeah. I think most of us do.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that, like as a kid? Like what was in your head?
I didn't understand it as a child. Like, and I probably haven't even understood it till just more recently. I always looked at fear as this bad thing and this low vibrational energy, but it's fear is what builds our character, and fear and the pain is what connects us to others. So allowing us to have that pain is allowing us to be able to connect with somebody else. And had I not had that fear, I don't think there's a lot of people that I wouldn't have connected with that I did in childhood and now adulthood. To answer your question in a roundabout way, it's just helped me to see it now, but I didn't understand it then. yeah, I didn't understand it then.
Yeah. How can you? I think that's the thing.
Yeah. You continue to grow. Your brain continues to develop. I don't think we really know what we're going through as children unless someone was there to explain it to us. And with my kid, I actually try to take the time to explain to him what the emotions are and like the colors and the chakras and what are you feeling? What are you understanding? Because I didn't have that. And I love my parents. I just don't think they were emotionally aware. And that wasn't a thing at the time. It was just like, live a good life. And there wasn't the dive into the emotions. That wasn't the struggle back then. So they didn't do a lot of teaching on what I'm specifically feeling and just not being able to take care of me in that regard as a child to help me understand that. So I think I didn't understand as a child. And then when I got to an adult, I'm like, what am I feeling? And that's like where I started to get self-aware. I started asking myself the right questions to become aware of like, what am I feeling? What is this emotion? How do I interpret it? Where did it come from? But I didn't do that until more recently. I actually didn't do that until I hit my adulthood trauma, which was like nearly devastating and broke me to the point where I was just ready to not exist anymore.
Yeah, I resonate with a lot of that. And when I was in my mid-20s, as I've shared many times on this show, like I hit massive rock bottom and nothing seemed better to me than the possibility of not waking up tomorrow. Right. And one of the big reasons why I've put such an emphasis on this show and the content of Think Unbroken and all the things that we do is because I know what rock bottom feels like and I know what the other side looks like.
Right.
What was it as an adult that you faced?
I allowed myself, I did not take responsibility for my life, and I allowed myself to put myself in a constant state of self-sabotage and negativity. And I like to think of it, I mean, we've all heard the study, maybe we haven't all heard the study, but there's a study out there that talks about water and the color of water. And they did a scientific study and they're like, if we talk to the water so many times negatively, it will actually start to change color and components will start to look a little dirtier and nastier versus if you start talking to it positively, it will get clearer. And so I wasn't really aware of how I was talking to myself, but so much of that had compiled to the point I was just in this darkness. I had talked to myself so negatively for so long. I was in this darkness, in the space where I had no self-love. I had no love for myself at all. And that's what nearly broke me. It was my responsibility to be like, hey, this is how I'm seen. Despite all the external forces that were coming at me and the things that were happening around me, it was when I actually decided to take the responsibility to be like, no, this is the way I'm thinking, and I'm the only one that's in control of how I perceive life. And that took a lot to realize. But when I started taking that in, then I realized I could start with baby steps to changing that. And I've seen, just like you, probably both sides of being in the negative state and the hurt and the internal state of self-sabotage, but also being in a blissful state and knowing that your potential is limitless and that you are the greatest being and soulful being that there could be.
Which, I mean, that's the question that I always think to myself is like, what does it take to give people that? And I just don't think, actually, I know you cannot create change in your life without that breakdown.
Right.
Because you're comfortable.
Right.
Because you're good. And sometimes even the breakdown, the negative self-talk, the beating yourself up, the destroying your life, like you go, this is my life. Mm-hmm. My life sucks. It's supposed to be this way. Right. And we convince ourselves that that's true.
Right.
And what I think is really unfortunate about that is there's so much potential in all of us.
Yeah.
How did you start to pull yourself through that? Was there a moment? Was there a pivotal moment where you were like, wait a second, I don't want this anymore?
Yeah. So my pivotal moment, I mean, we'll probably get a little heavy here, but I was at a place where I was so broken. I had been married and I had had a lot of devastation and betrayal in that. And that allowed me to kind of get in, well, I'm not worth it. I'm not lovable. I'm not. And I was in this place. And one night I was in so deep. And if you've been in a dark place where it feels like nearly impossible to pull yourself out, you have to recognize that there is a 100% higher power, universal power, God, whatever you believe in, that sees you and sees your potential, your higher self. It could be even be your higher self and your intuition. It's like, no, this isn't right. Like, I got to stop this. Because when you allow yourself to continue to get in that dark space, it can nearly break you. And so I was in this space where it was a pivotal moment for me. I was laying in the bathtub and I was just trying to calm myself because I was like, I feel so hurt and I feel so heavy and I don't even know what direction to go. And I feel like I'm not going to be here anymore. And I really, in that moment, was so dark that I wanted to slip under the water and basically drown myself. And so it was really hard. My higher self, my God was like, no, this is not happening. So there was that resistance there. And honestly, that's what saved me. Hard to explain because everybody has their own personal journey. But that's what saved me. And that moment of brokenness, I realized that I was in so deep and I realized that like, this isn't who I am. Like, I'm a mother, I'm a friend. And I started getting these thoughts that weren't mine. And so I know it was from, I believe in God. I know it was from my God, our greater source that started trying to feed those into me because, he knew that if I didn't get some kind of positivity that was going to be the end for me. And so when I started to feel and see those things that I'm like, I am a mother, I am these things. And I'm like, why am I in this place where I don't see the beauty of the world around me? I don't see the beauty of life, of the people that love me, that are here for me. And I've isolated myself to this lonely, hard place. And that moment, it clicked. I'm like, I am responsible. Like, and I don't know how I got this or what I got it, but my mess is now my message. Or my mess becomes my message. I talk about responsibility, and responsibility is your ability to respond. So when your intuition, when your higher power is speaking to you, it's you have the ability to respond to that. And the choice is yours. So whether you decide to do it or not, that's up to you, but you're in control. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, I can respond to this in a positive way. So I pulled myself out of the bath and I just sat there crying and I felt this all-encompassing love for myself. And I felt the light that I am and the potential that I have. And I was like, I have to do something about this. And I know I'm not in a place right now, a mental or emotional place, to even be right in my head. But I'm like, what's like one thing that can help me? And I started with this, actually, it's called Healing Through Christ. It's an addiction workbook that someone had given me. And they handed it to me and said, hey, I really think you should work on this workbook. And I was always like, well, I'm not the one with the addiction, so I don't want to deal with it. That was my first action step, is I was like, someone gave me that Healing Through Christ workbook, and I'm going to go open it. And the minute I opened that and looked into step one, that's where my journey really started. I kind of went through that whole book and then I was learning so much and it was bringing so much light and joy to my life that I started compounding on that. I was like, ooh, I'm going to go get a self-help book. And then I jumped into Vex King, and he's a very much a self-help ultimate love guru of positivity and light. And I started reading his Good Vibes, Good Life book. And like these little things started shifting my mentality. And I started journaling. And I can actually go back to my first journal because I was journaling during the time of hurt too. Not as much as I do now, but I was journaling and you read my journal entries and it's devastating. It's not even me writing. I'm like, this isn't me. And it's sad to see the same cycle over and over and over again. And then you see this shift and you're like, someone else is writing this book. These are two different books. There's a book of worry, fear, shame, guilt, hurt, negativity, not enough, worrisome, trying to save somebody else, versus the book that you read now is like all basically positive affirmations. It's just like, oh, I see myself. I am a light. I have this potential. I get to choose. I have the ability to respond to my life. I can take action on my own internal wellness. And so my mission became internal wellness to external results, because I really do believe it has to start within. You have to believe in yourself and you have to start feeding yourself just like that water for it to start to clear up and for you to start to become a light. And when I put two pictures side by side, when I was the person in that depth place, which I love that person because it built my character, and that pain now connects me to others. I'm so much able to empathize and understand others because of that pain. So now I have that and the person I am now, and I put those two side by side, and you can just see the light. You can just see it's drawn into because of the work that I put in. But it's possible for everybody, and their story might not be a pivotal moment where those thoughts start feeding in, but it might be a person, or it might be a just a walk in nature. Like it could be, it might be their own intuition. It might be higher power. It might be a thought of a pet or an animal or a loved one or whatever. But those kind of things, your intuition is constantly feeding those in and your higher power is constantly feeding those in. It's what do you decide to listen to? Because that's really where you're going to get the best results.
Yeah, that's kind of
and a little bit into the, what I
well, and
about.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, the first thought that came to mind for me was you picking up that book about addiction. And it's like, what's so fascinating, there are these moments in which someone gives us something because they see something in us that we don't want to acknowledge. I had a roommate's girlfriend, I was 20 years old, so a very long time ago, give me a copy of Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you should read this book. And I threw it in the trash can.
Because it was like offensive.
Because I was like, how dare you? Who do you think you are? You're going to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
And so now here you are in this moment where like, here's this book about addiction. And your brain says, I'm not an addict. But it's like,
ego was very much so there.
One of the best things David Meltzer's ever taught me in my entire life, in my work with him, and I love him dearly, is that our egos will always find a way to be offended.
Yeah.
And
yep.
And in that moment, you might not have been addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever, but you are addicted to pain.
Yep.
You're 100%. Addicted to suffering. You're addicted to
depression,
being
fear.
The lack of the person that you're capable of being. People don't understand, like, it is an addiction to live in chaos and destroy 100%.
Your life. Yeah, to be in a negative energy can be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Addiction. Like, you're looking to find that same energy because that's what you're familiar with. That's what your mind knows, 100%.
And that's your safe space. And the hard part about that, especially if you're introverted, you turn inward and then it gets worse and worse and worse.
Isolate.
And next thing you're laying in the bathtub wondering if you even want to ever get out.
Right.
And I mean, I've been there and I can speak to that firsthand. And that addictive property of that suffering is because the other side is so much more scary.
Mm-hmm.
What if D did love themselves? What if you did show up? What if you did tap in your potential? Right. And for some people like me, it was like, what if I lost weight?
Mm-hmm.
What if I got out of debt? What if I stopped cheating on my girlfriend? What if I stopped smoking what if I could be literally the polar opposite of all the things I said that everyone said I was supposed to be?
Right.
But you used a word that I don't think people really understand until like the game is on the line. And you're like, I had to make a decision. But you didn't wait till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You went and you got that book. How did that moment transform you?
Yeah. So, I mean, after I felt that warm embrace, it gave me enough strength to like get that thought into my head. And so that was the first thing that was available to me. And it was in on my nightstand. I had tossed it aside because I was like, this isn't irrelevant to me with my ego self is speaking. And I just wanted to stay in the negative spiral. So I picked myself up. And I remember I didn't even, I couldn't even put clothing on. Like, I was just so like, when you're in a place of complete shattered brokenness, you just don't even care. And I crawled over to the desk and pulled it off, and I laid on the carpet floor there, and I opened it up, and I just started reading. And that was it. Like, I just needed to start reading. And that thought of the book could have came to my mind, and I could have sat there and continued to like rock myself and wallow and feel the emotions that I was feeling. But I took an action because I was like, this is my chance. This is my chance to respond. Like, I get to respond to this that's speaking to me. Mm. There was only one thing that was speaking to me at that time that was a sliver of light. And so that was it. And I took that sliver of light and I crawled over to it. And then I got into it. Like, have you ever been in like a flow of things, like,
yeah,
where it just starts coming and you're just like, whoa. And it took that like that breaking point for it to wake me up and to get me into the flow state of a different life. And I had to continue to work at it. I think that's my mission as well, is your mental and emotional health is just as much of a workout as your physical.
Yes.
And if you're not treating it like that, then you obviously need to reevaluate, because that's where you're feeling the hurt and pain. And you're like, I can't figure out what to do. Physically, you have to continue to work out for the rest of your life to stay healthy, fit, and in shape so that you can feel good. Mentally and emotionally, you have to have those same exercises, those same workouts, whether it's meditation, journaling, a walk in nature, whatever it is. You have to do those same workouts each day so that you can continue to be mentally and emotionally strong, especially in today's world. And I think so many people don't understand the concept of that yet. And it's like, also, what is the thing that you're going to do? For me, it started with books, and then it expanded to conferences, and then it expanded to connecting with other people. And then the more people I started connecting with, the more people I had to reach out to and friends to lean on and insight to come and give to me. And then I started learning my own discernment. What resonates with me? What do I need to take in at this time? And then what might be for me at a later time, or I don't maybe resonate with that, but I could see people and I could understand people so much better than I ever had before.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that brokenness.
Yeah. And in that you find out who you are.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't, we are really good at wearing masks and putting on facades, but here's what's really fascinating about this whole journey is that our outside often represents our inside. And you showed me this photo of you, and we'll determine whether or not you want to go down this path.
Yeah.
You showed me this photo of you, and I remember looking at it and being like, I resonate with that so tremendously well, because I then showed you this photo of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here I am at this hurt, lost, stuck, broken, dismantled, hating the universe place in life. 350 pounds, smoking 2 packs a day, drinking myself to sleep. And I realized, like, there's something about the physical that must be taken into account, along with the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. And I one of the things that I kind of dislike about when I share that part of my background, mm-hmm, is I will literally have people be like, you're body shaming. Yeah. And I'll show this picture of myself. And I'm like, I don't think that's how it works, buddy.
Right.
What was the physical journey for you?
Yeah, so the physical started after the internal results started. So internally, I started reading and I started believing like, oh, I got to make a different change. But I actually had a pivotal moment in the physical terms too. And I don't think it was till that actual pivotal moment that I recognized the physical aspects. Like, I just was like, oh, I'm existing and I'm fine. Like, I feel okay, healthy, but like I'm mentally, emotionally not okay. But I was driving down the road and I started just feeling my whole body, like the heaviness of it, the grogginess of it. And I felt it just like moving and jiggling in ways that I didn't like. I was like, this is uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel comfortable. The seatbelt's cutting into me and I'm just feeling the weight of everything. And I felt like, I don't know what it was. It was like shaking me awake in that moment. And I was like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Like, it hit. I was like, I can't feel this way anymore. This is hurting me. It's hurting me. The pain of this is worse than whatever pain I'm going to face trying to outread it. So I was like, that's it. It was another one of those moments where I was like, I now have the ability to respond to this. How am I going to respond? Like, this is waking me up. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it. How am I going to respond? And so it was one action step too. I decided in that moment, that I had four kids under the age of two that I was taking care of at that time, one of my own, and I had my brother's twins and a two-year-old. And I decided in that moment, I had always made excuses for why I couldn't physically work out. I decided in that moment that I was going to take them to a gym daycare. I was going to find a way because there's always a way. And I was going to stop letting the fear of they're going to get sick or they're not going to be taken care of get in the way when I'm in the gym with them if I go. And take them, book the daycare time. So I booked it. That was the first thing I did was book the daycare time. And then I got myself to the gym. And oh my gosh, I was like, I don't want to be here. This is not my place. I'm uncomfortable. Like everybody's looking at me. This is, I feel uncomfortable. I'm not like, this isn't, I didn't feel at home, like, because I didn't feel fit. So I didn't feel at home. But it was, there was a cardio cinema. And I was like, oh, perfect. A dark room where I can watch a movie. Like, I'll go hide in there. So that was my first step. But that was my also an action step I took. I responded by just getting to the gym. And then it was like, then there was another decision. Once I was at the gym, it was like, okay, now what am I going to do? Because I don't know what to do. Then it was getting into the cardio cinema. That was my next action step. Once I got in there, I got on the bike and I just started riding for 45 minutes until the time was up. And I was like, that wasn't too bad. We'll try that again tomorrow. And so I made a decision the next day to do the same thing. And that started compounding. And then after about 2 months of that, I had lost about 18 pounds, 15 to 18 pounds, somewhere around there. And I got like to a better, I was like seeing results. And it was just from just moving my body because my body needed to move. And then after that, I decided to go out and hit the weights because I was seeing the people out on the weights. And I'm like, man, they look so strong and they feel good and they're confident. And I realized, then I started researching that muscle burns more energy than fat. So I was like, ooh, I got to put on some muscle and then it will start utilizing more of my fat stores because they kind of had plateaued from the cardio. And so then I started going out there and I would just sit back. I'm very observant. And I think as part of my hearing impairment, I would sit back and I'd watch like, okay, this is what they're doing. What are they doing that for? Cool. I think I can try that too. And I started observing and watching all these different exercises. And then when I, even after I was started getting more interested in it, I'd go home and start YouTubing and looking on IG for different exercises. I started implementing all those different things and trying that out. And then I started losing a lot of weight. But it took that one decision moment and it took that one moment for me to respond to my intuition, to my pain, to my uncomfortableness to say, hey, it's time for a change. And like now too, knowing that I've been and experienced that kind of pain, it's built my character. I never want to go back there. Mm-hmm. Like I made a commitment to myself to stay healthy and fit and well for life mentally now and emotionally, but on top of that, physically. So I'm like, if I can encompass all of that, that's my goal. Like that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I resonate with that a lot. And I think one of the really difficult parts about it is that first step. Yeah. I started my health journey literally at 350 pounds, like being morbidly obese, size 4XL shirt, 42 pants.
Uncomfortable.
Like I could not stand being in my own body. I ordered a set of yoga DVDs and that's where I started in my living room in like 2007. And just, I was so terrified of it. I never told anybody, but it was like, there was a constant evolution. And I think you have to start where you are. And that's the place where people don't take the first step. Cause it's like, you don't actually have to go to the gym. You don't have to go to the CrossFit studio. You don't have to go, like, you can start this in your living room.
Yep.
It's incredible what happens when you like move your body physically. But what I discovered in that was it wasn't this thing about fitness that was driving me to continue to now have the same thought process as you. Like, I refuse. I will never go back to that. I do not give a shit. It will not happen. Right. It was, this is actually self-love.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about that word, that concept, like what role has loving yourself played in your life?
Yeah. I actually did a little video on this recently. I'm like, discipline is the ultimate form of self-love. And the reason I say that is because discipline shows, hey, I care enough about myself to make this happen. So I'm disciplined to make it happen. And having that self-love role of like, it's a fine line. It's like, hey, I got to push myself and I don't want to self-sabotage because you don't want to end up saying you're not. And then you get to the point where you don't do anything at all. Cause like you can do that. Like self-love is not like beating yourself up to like the point where you're like, okay, you're going to do it. Self-love is like a happy balance in between like finding the way that you best show up for you because everyone's different. And then also having a little bit of discipline And we actually read this scripture lately about being in the flesh, like, and the flesh is our body, and it wants certain things that are just natural wants and desires, but our soul is totally different. And so it's like, and our soul is asking, what do we want? And the soul is self-love, and the flesh is like, okay, how do I find the self-control and the discipline to make it happen? So I don't know if that really makes any sense to you guys, but it resonated with me. It was one of those aha moments. It's like, oh, this is our flesh, but our soul and our spirit are different, and our soul and our spirit want love and respect and mm-hmm. want to push it, but we also have to have a level of self-control and discipline so that we can have that good in between to make it successful.
Yeah. And you have to be willing to find the path.
Yeah.
Because so many people, and you did it too. I've done it too. I will find every excuse.
Right.
Show me all the I don't want the kids to get sick.
Yeah.
What are you talking about now?
It's totally irrelevant to my health. Yeah.
Right. And I think a hard part is people are terrified to put themselves first.
Yeah.
And I think when you step into the healing journey, you must put yourself first. You have to take care of yourself first, because if you don't, the thing that will happen is nothing will change.
Right.
And then you'll be standing here looking at your life, wondering, why is it the same?
Right.
And without the acknowledgement of truth, not the truth that you wish was reality,
but
the truth of your actual reality, until you're willing to stand in that, nothing will be different.
Nothing. Yeah.
And you'll continue to be this person who is a shell of your potential. Yeah. And so I congratulate you for stepping into your potential and for who it is that you've become.
Thank you.
Before I ask you my last question, and I know we could go.
I want to say one thing. Please. When you mentioned you had got the yoga DVDs and that was like, well, your first step. So many people take that first step, but they don't take the follow-up step. It's like, yeah, I'm prepared to change, and they get the DVDs, but then the DVDs get here and they set them aside and they don't even touch them. So in those moments, like what made you, when they got here, what made you actually put it in and be like, hey, I'm ready to take this on?
First off, I'm interviewing you.
I'm curious to know.
No, I'm just teasing.
Myself.
I'm teasing. No, the reality is I was so tired of my own that it was like, do this or die.
Yeah.
It was.
So your pain.
It was non-negotiable.
The greatest
understanding of this journey for me, which is one of the things I teach my clients, I teach them in coaching, I write about it in the books, on this podcast constantly, is like, you have to hold yourself to a standard. Yeah. You have to become the person that you're capable of being. You owe it to yourself, your family, your community, your church, your life, the world. And you have the ability. The Matrix is my favorite movie of all time. Neo, also aka The One, has the ability to change the world forever.
Yes.
We all have the ability to be the one. The one doesn't necessarily mean you have to be on a mic or, you know, standing on stages or building giant businesses. It's like, can you just love yourself?
Yeah.
Can you be the person to end the generational trauma?
Can you create the change?
Can you ultimately step into the person that you're capable of being by not negotiating with yourself?
Yes.
By not playing the game. I've said this 10,000 times on the show, so maybe it'll stick this time for someone who might have heard it but not paid attention. The reality is I had to ask myself the hardest question any human can ask themselves. What are you willing to do to have the life that you want to have?
Right.
My answer was no excuses, just results.
Yeah.
And I meant it. And for 13 years, I've walked that path.
I love that.
And that's the only way it changes.
I love that.
My friend, we're going to have to go deeper on this for sure. I'll have you back.
Yes.
But before I ask you my last question, please tell everyone where they can find you and learn more about you.
Yeah. So I'm not huge on social media just because I like to live in the present, but I'm realizing that my social media is my reach. So they can find me on dfit_life on Instagram. And I also host women's events, and that is sheleads_. As well. So both of those platforms are where I'm at right now. And that's where I like to be contacted. So
amazing.
That would be the best one.
And we'll put the links in the show notes. Guys, go to thinkunbrokenpodcast.com. Look up this episode with Dee. There'll be this and more in the show notes. My last question for you, my friend. What does it mean to you to be unbroken?
Means to persevere and to push through, even in your darkest moments. It means to stand up and to listen to your heart's calling and to take action and to respond to your life. Don't let your life take you. You respond to it.
Mm, beautifully said.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. Unbroken Nation, thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, comment, share, tell a friend. And remember, Every time you share this content with someone, you're helping us go a step further to ending generational trauma, transforming trauma to triumph, breakdowns to breakthroughs, and helping people become the hero of their own story. And until next time, my friends, be unbroken. I'll see you. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.